Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a special little bonus episode again today.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three, and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hey, everybody. This is so fun. I feel like inadvertently all these little bonus episodes are turning into my period dialogue, like my period diary publicly. Just kidding. This isn't super public. I mean, it's just a bunch of postpartum women, right, guys? So on my period, like I said yesterday, and so husband worked, when I say worked, I mean with the kids, although he has been working very hard to help us find a house, to rent after this one, because the busy season in Costa Rica is happening this month. It's starting. So it's crazy times over here with the housing thing. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation. Back to what I was saying. Husband did extra today with the kids. I didn't help out as much because I was resting a lot and just bleeding and laying in bed in towels with dinner on my lap, just like on my phone doing whatever I wanted. And the deal I made with him was this week, how about you do a little bit more? And then next week when I'm post bleeding, I'll have my powerhouse energy and I will do a little more with the kids. So there we are. And next week, I'm going to be super pumped every afternoon and evening because I will have spent the morning with you guys at boot camp. Ah, can you believe it? I don't know if everybody grasps, and it's okay, you don't have to, but indulge me for just a minute. The vision of this event, postpartum mental health boot camp. What would last generation have looked like if they would have had these tools? I find coaches all the time who are coaches in other niches, like they serve, you know, women with PCOS, or they serve women who have teenage children that are difficult, or, you know, they coach marriages or whatever. So I'm in groups with all these coaches and they're always saying, where were you, you know, 10 years ago, or where were you last, like 4 years ago when I was having my kids? And it's so funny, like, I felt the same way. I feel the same way. I inadvertently became the coach that I would have loved to have. And that, frankly, I don't mean this to aggrandize myself, but I believe all women deserve to know how to nurture themselves postpartum more than any other time. And it's the sweetest to learn the art of self-nurturing postpartum. And I believe that when we are well-nurtured, we are well-wild. We are wild. Being wild takes a firm, stable foundation. And that's what I'm going to talk about in today's episode. I'm going to share a post that I put on Instagram, and we're just going to have a short little discussion about it for this bonus episode. But being wild, and when I mean wild, I mean passionate, a little sassy, a little risky, but in a good way, fiery, full of visions, definitely walking your own path, not cookie cutter, not afraid to step outside of any sort of gender roles or any roles, frankly, in favor of intuition. It doesn't mean you neglect your responsibilities that you've chosen in your life. It just means that you live from your body.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
like an animal does. An animal's body says, have sex, they have sex. And a woman being wild is like listening to her body to the full capacity that she has to do so. Most of us are exercising like teeny little inky dinky percentages of listening to our body. Roaringly listening to our body is what I'm talking about. It also happens to be the pathway for healing anxiety and depression postpartum. So anxiety and depression aren't fun, but rewilding, learning how to get back into your body in order to calm those symptoms when they're present, that is fun, especially the other side of it. When you realize that through the art of being in your body, knowing how to listen to your body and manage the sensations in your body, all of a sudden it's like you go from having a body that is a racehorse, or not a racehorse, like a wild horse, to you're able to ride. You, like, you broke the horse and you're able to run it. Your body is wild. It's really wild. And anxiety, it feels like it's more wild than you are and it gets out of hand. But the fun thing is when you take those same powerful systems, your nervous system that creates anxiety and depression, but specifically let's talk about anxiety for a minute, which that fight, flight, or freeze response on steroids, and you learn how to harness that. I'm like blending all my words like crazy because I'm just off the cuff here sharing this with you and it's the end of the day. So my brain's a little bit like, but when you learn how to take all those big sensations and break them, and now they're working for you instead of overcoming you, that's when you rewild your motherhood. That's when you become this capable, empowered, confident, super resilient woman. That's when you have the foundation in place to be wild, to be creative, to be fun, to be passionate and playful. This is what boot camp is all about. We do the intensive boot camp because we understand and have a vision that we can be wild on the other side of these hard things and these hard conversations. And if you know anything about me, you can talk to my clients. It doesn't feel hard for very long. Once you come into my process, let me just real sidestep again and then I'll read the post. It's not a sidestep. I'm just adding to this. My process is four parts, three main parts with one sort of really important pre-part that I have in my postpartum anxiety course in my membership. So the postpartum anxiety course is a main feature of the membership in addition to live coaching. There's other things too, but those are kind of the bread and butter. Live coaching, the postpartum anxiety course. You can listen to it or watch it. Why am I telling you this? Because why not? It's amazing. And also it's what you will be offered at the end of boot camp, to be fully transparent. It's where I can best serve anybody long-term. But in the membership, you have the postpartum anxiety course, and it's broken into my three main pieces of help, which is calm your body, or you could say break your body, rewild your body, calm your body, calm your mind, calm your life. But previous to those, and what we're going to be focusing on in the boot camp, because it's always the first step, is the part that I call intro to healing. And that's kind of a boring name, but this is what we'll be going over at boot camp, which is the part where we're feeling kind of scared, maybe confused, maybe frustrated, jittery, urgent, nervous, afraid. Is this going to be my new normal forever? When am I going to feel like my old self again? Maybe we're feeling really discouraged or defeated, like I miss my old self. And we're starting to feel a little bit panicked or a little bit like urgent. We need to do something. So that's why I want you to come to boot camp. We're going to address that in day one. We're really going to spend a lot of time. I'm going to leave extra space in day one for coaching. And I know this because I already created day one. And my assistant and I were going through it. And I'm like, nope, that's the end of the slides. We're going to coach after that. We're going to open it up. We're going to have girl talk. People are going to shed some tears, shed some anger, whatever it is that we need to shed in order to get busy healing in the three-step process. And then we'll continue the work in the membership for those who want to join. So that's boot camp. And let's talk about rewilding really quick. I'm going to read you the post that was on Instagram. I think it's really good. So the quote that's in the actual photo of the post is, and by the way, I'm at Lizzie Langston, if you don't follow me and you want to. Healing postpartum anxiety and depression is rewilding your womanhood and motherhood. I'll read it one more time. Healing postpartum anxiety and depression is really just rewilding your womanhood and motherhood. Okay. And then the caption says, wild. I aspire to be more wild. It's true. Who wrote that? I did. Okay. I aspire to be more wild, more connected to nature, to the cycles of nature, not just the typical ones like the seasons that change, but the equinoxes, the dates of the equinoxes, moon phases, things I didn't grow up being connected to. And I'm going to add in, I want to do rituals for all those. I want to make it mean something. I want to use every cycle that nature has to set intentions, to release, to renew, all that stuff. Okay, going back to the caption, because we give a little extra here on the podcast. That's all. Okay, caption. I aspire to be connected with my menstrual cycle, that thing that connects me with Mother Nature. I aspire to be more wild, to have more wild passion and more wild desire, and more wild with my kids. Not so in the box trying to be a good mom so I can feel worthy type. Because that was me for 5 years, and it was inauthentic. I would get burnt out and bored, unfulfilled, but wild. It's always satiating. It's always fulfilling. It's risky and scary, but empowering and rewarding. And you know what else is? Going about healing mental health with the idea that your body has all the answers for you. That's empowering and rewarding. That's wild. And it's also true. Your body has all the answers for you. It's what I'm wildly passionate about showing postpartum women, pun totally intended. Wild truth. Here's a wild truth. Yes, this is still the caption. Except I've added a few things just for you guys. Wink. Okay, wild truth. Menstrual health is not a mystery when you know how to listen to your body and interpret the deliberate symptoms that it sends up front. Parentheses, yes, anxiety and depression are deliberately sent from your subconscious healing system to try to get your attention. And by the way, I firmly believe that. So at Postpartum Mental Health Bootcamp, we're getting wild. We are rewilding our motherhood. And I'm going to also add in rewiring. We're rewilding our motherhood and mental health and connection with ourselves using the body. The body is integral to how I help women heal themselves from postpartum anxiety and postpartum depression. And remember, postpartum is forever. So that means if you're a mom that's 2 years after having a baby, 4 years after having a baby, any stage, and you want mental health help, it's right here. Yes, you. That's it, you guys. So are you going to be rewilding with us? Seriously, do not tell yourself that you can't come or that you shouldn't come or this event's not really for you because you're X amount of months postpartum now or you already got past the thick of it or blah, 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 blah. If you want to come, start practicing being in your body right now by checking in and asking, do you have a desire to be there? Is it intriguing to you? If it is, why are you depriving yourself of that experience? Why are you pushing away that desire? Please don't tell me it's for money because you are more important than money and your desires are infinitely more important than money. Your desires are like lampposts. Don't be like Dumbledore who sucks the light out of the lampposts. Keep the light in there and use those lights to follow your path and find who you're really meant to be, to find wild, to find a foundation that allows you to create and be that fully embodied woman that you crave to be. You do. We all do because it's in us, because we're wild deep down inside. So go to lizzielangston.com/bootcamp and register right now. Be impulsive. Be wild. I promise you, wild can be the way that you calm your body like you never have before. You can have wild calm and wild connectedness. Ooh, it's gonna be so good, you guys. All right, I'll see you at boot camp. Register today. Bye. Hi, my darling friend, Lizzie here. If you love the content here on my podcast, then you need to check out the Postpartum Coach membership. My membership is where you can bridge the gap between listening and understanding healing postpartum on a logical level and then applying it and feeling change. That's what we do in the membership. The most valuable tool that I have for you in my membership by far is the postpartum anxiety course. It's my course where I walk you through my 3-part postpartum healing process. You can watch or listen to the course. I made it for moms, digestible and to the point. Then you've got a private podcast, a members-only Facebook community, as well as the trifecta of postpartum healing, weekly coaching, meditation, and yoga. You do not want to miss my membership if you are postpartum and are serious about healing. So go to lizzielangston.com/membership today and step into your healing. That's lizzielangston.com/membership. I'll see you inside, my love.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.